Morning all. I just have such a smile on my face. I loved Jackie's play. It just really filled you with joy. It does focus on that. We have an orchestra, and not to take it for granted, it's really special. There's times when we don't have, so when we do, it's really, really good. Thanks. I've had some thoughts. I guess you're getting used to us up here sharing. It's part of the gifting that I have, being prophetic, and Leanne has. So, you know, if you feel like we're rabbiting on too much, it's just the way we are. It's part of the gifting we have, and I guess if God puts us in this place, we're here to use that gifting. So I've been thinking about what Chris shared with us last week, and I guess a good amount of us were there, and how important it is to empty ourselves of our self-desire, our self-ambition, our way. It's not necessarily God's way at all. And Chris shared on that beautifully, and I've been thinking about it all week, and Peter stepping out of the boat, that he was so focused on his Jesus, he was so focused in that relationship, he so loved his Lord, that reason left him, and his ability to think, well, hold on, I can't actually walk on water, and there's a huge storm here, and I should be clinging to the boat. Now, he stepped right over the edge because his focus was the Lord. And I just love, as I pondered that this week, that that's what God wants us to do as a fellowship, that our focus would be so on God. And what he has for us as a fellowship, what he's doing amongst us, I guess we've got varied opinions on how we want to worship and how we want to express God and see God. And that's okay, as long as it's heading in the same direction, as long as it's building the same picture. In the church here, he's placed visionaries and voices and talents and gifts and many things. And God just spoke to me about that this morning. I guess a lot of you know I'm creative and like to mess around in my workshop and do various things. So this is what I'm working on at the moment, which a lot of you think, what a funny looking thing, what on earth is that? It will end up looking like something. It's on the way. But God gives us a vision. And in that vision, there'll be a blueprint. And in that blueprint, there'll be the need of materials. There'll be the need of style and ideas and ways to make the vision come about. And it'll be built piece by piece, bit by bit. And there'll be all the bits of the body that are needed to bring that about, to choose. For this thing, it's about choosing the colour, the style. I drew up the pattern myself, so it's drawing that to fit the vision and the purpose. And for the whole thing to be completed, it needs this vision of the church, all the church to be involved in that, the unity, the one direction, the focus like Peter that's willing just to take a hold of the vision and say, what's my part in it, God? How do I implement it? That the creation, because God is creating amongst us, that creation comes about. So with that in mind, I'd just like us to pray right now that Lord, Holy Spirit, that you would come and you would help us and enable us to be emptied of all our self-desire and ambition, that we could lay on your altar, Lord, all that we have desired in our own self for this fellowship, that we would come together and see what you are doing, what your plan is, what your words are, Lord, where your materials are amongst us, that would bear fruit, that would see the creation that you desire within us to develop, that, Lord, you would take us, this little church, Father, and you would raise us up into heavenly places with Christ. Lord, that we would show forth your glory in the earth, that we, the bride of Christ, would arise in this church, Lord, to show your glory, that the world may see, that you may show off your creation here in this place, in this church. So, Lord, this morning, Lord, may our hearts come to that place of, yes, I'm willing, Lord, that you would shift me where I need to, that I would come in praise and in worship, and you would lay in my life those materials, that purpose, that vision, that only you can lay there. That we in this place have one purpose, one vision, one mind, to see you, Lord, raised in the earth, that salvation may be seen. So Lord, as we worship here this morning, Lord, do your work in our lives. Take that first place, that our focus would be you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, come. We need you, that you enable. Thank you, Lord, to do the impossible amongst us. Our first song this morning is Praise is Rising. Well, we've had it sung for a wee while, but it's a good stirring song. It's a song to put our mind and our focus totally on. Thank you, Joe.
Suffering, hearts are yearning for.
Father, we have so much to be thankful for, so much to be in earnest about in our praise and our worship, so much, Lord, to see in you. Lord, we are never going to come to the end of knowing who you are. Lord, of discovering who you are in us. Lord, thank you this morning that we are your kids, that we are your children, that you love us. Lord, that you stay with us, that you never leave us nor forsake us. But Lord, we have so much to hang on to in you. That Lord, you are the hope that is stirring within us to build a glorious church. So Father, we love you, we thank you, and we worship you, and we choose to adore the living God with us. And Lord, this morning, we just look into your goodness, into your greatness, into your holiness, that you would make us a people that you could show off. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
work in our lives and our heart, Father, to deepen us, to expose further, and to build us. Father, that you would come, Jesus, yet more and more. That in that shifting and changing, Lord, you would hide us in your place of love, in your place of care. Lord, as you cause us to fall to our knees, repentant of our selfish desire, Lord, ready that you would place within us your program, your way, the only true way, Lord, your way, not my way, not our way, Lord, but your way. Hide us in your love, Lord, while you work this work. Thank you, Father, that your richness, your goodness, and your word transforms us as we honor and worship you. Lord, we love you. And thank you, Lord, that you love us. Mm-hmm.